a ADHD life coach. I'm an experienced special education teacher. I'm a mother of two children with ADHD, and I have ADHD myself. I work with parents who have ADHD children, and I work with teens and adults who are managing their ADHD challenges to get a better life. I have found that there are three critical factors in overcoming the challenges of ADHD and getting ahead in life. One of them is the mindset. Along with my coaching, I also run a mental fitness course to be able to get a healthy mindset, a productive, positive mindset in place so that you can focus on what you need to do and live a life that is positive and encouraging. Positive Intelligence is a course that was set up by Shirazad Shamain. It's a beautiful framework for understanding how to be in control of your brain, to recognize and stop the saboteur voices, and to use the powers that we all have, empathy and innovation and exploration, navigation and activation. Yeah. The second is understanding what ADHD is and how it impacts you personally. ADHD is so very different in different people. I've used so many different strategies with each of us, but I also understand that what I use for me or what I use for my son is not going to be relevant to you, and that actually we need to find what fits you. I think the best advice that I have ever received or has been part of my journey is to know yourself. You know your strengths and you know your weaknesses, what you need, how you work best, you know your own story, what you're passionate about. And when you have that, you can use your brain and as best as it can be used, and you can follow those passions and work with yourself and not against it. And the third is being able to come up with strategies and skills and tools that will help you get around the challenges that you have. When I do a coaching session with someone, you come in, you sit down, you tell me what it is that is your challenge for this week or this month. And I'll ask a couple of questions to see what you're looking for out of the session. But then it's really a chance for us to explore what's really going on. We'll look at it from a whole heap of perspectives. We'll come up with a whole range of ideas and possible strategies that you could put in place to deal with it. And then together we'll come up with a plan for you to move forward with, one that sits well with you, that you can go and implement that change straight away. Well, task initiation is such a tough thing for many people with ADHD, and often it's the size of the task is overwhelming. Break it down into the first smallest step. Now, I have great difficulty doing the dishes. They accumulate next to the sink. It just does not fill my dopamine with love. Sometimes just doing the first dish is not a small enough step either. Sometimes I've got to just go, right, I'm just going to turn on the hot water and heat it up. And then I'm going to celebrate that. And I will do a silly dance or sing a song or put on some favorite music or whatever to celebrate that, all right, I've done the first tiniest little step. And then maybe there'll be enough dopamine from that celebration to get me through to the next step and I can do that first dish. If you're ready to take control over your ADHD, book a free 15-minute phone call with me to see if what I can do for you is what you need.